Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age,
ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince you to try smoking.
Our messaging will always think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our
number one customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at TobaccoStopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 2nd, live on Dish Network, Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction at 8 a.m. start, 34,840 head to sell, 11,600 feeder steers, over 6,000 feeder heifers, 8,000 wean calves, and 7,800 beef dairy crosses. If you'd like more details about a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117. We're starting to get ratings on the 2023 hard red winter wheat crop here in the Southern Plains. Oklahoma's first ratings of the season showing us that we're looking at 41% of the Oklahoma wheat crop poor to very poor, 23% fair, 36% good to excellent. Now, 35% is in good shape, only 1% in excellent shape. Those numbers are a little bit better than a year ago when we were at 55% poor to very poor, only 11% in good to excellent shape. For Kansas, they're looking at 51% of their wheat crop now poor to very poor as we get to the end of February, 19% in good to excellent shape. Texas, 49% poor to very poor, 19% good to excellent shape. Pasture range ratings available for Texas and Oklahoma. We're looking at 68% of the Texas pasture range ratings poor to very poor, 9% good to excellent. Oklahoma's 58% poor to very poor, and 7% in good condition for pasture range ratings as we get to the end of this month. Casey Shepherd had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Amy Hagerman of Oklahoma State University about research that she's done on monies coming in from the federal government for climate-smart agricultural practices. Working with the Southern Plains Climate Hub, she talked with conservation professionals.
To try to get a handle among their people, these frontline workers in conservation, of their perspectives of climate change, of adaptation programs, how we can best utilize these funds that are coming to do the most good.
In talking to these conservation professionals, Dr. Hagerman says that they are acknowledging weather is changing, and it's changing how we need to address some of the conservation needs.
Was a lot of it like, yes, we are seeing things happening and we want to respond to this in a positive and proactive way. This isn't about fear-mongering. This isn't about, you know, who is responsible. This is about how can we adapt and respond to the challenges that we have seen here in Oklahoma and that we may see going forward into the future.
Pretty well received?
It was very well received. You know, I think this is, again, these are these frontline people who are conservation advocates. And so they're really watching what's happening in the conservation space, what's happening to land and to weather, and how these programs have worked in the past for helping address some of these challenges and how they can be used in the future as well.
Dr. Amy Hagerman talking with her own Casey Shepherd. With the Capitol as a backdrop, leaders of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, American Farmers and Ranchers, and Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association will be outside adjacent to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau headquarters on Wednesday morning, March 1st, 10 a.m., to articulate their reasons for opposing State Question 820, recreational marijuana legalization. You've got farm news on Ron. You don't want to miss it. Coming up Friday, March 3rd, Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale happening at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 450 Angus bulls, 50 Hereford bulls selling. The sale book and genomic information available at the website, expressranches.com. You can attend the sale in person or participate on liveauctions.tv or on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 3rd, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.